Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，晚上好。
Thank the Lord. My name is Matt Graham, and I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
感谢主，我的名字叫 Matt Graham， 从Richmond, Virginia 来。
And I've had the blessing of meeting together with the brethren there for over 35 years.
跟那边的弟兄姊妹聚会一起已经超过35年。
And this is our, as our brother already said, this is my first time in Houston.
这是我第一次到休斯顿来。
I guess, actually, I still haven't made it to Houston.
其实我还没有去休斯顿。
I'm getting closer.
已经很近了。
Maybe one day.
也许有一天会去。
But it is a blessing to be here.
是来到这里是一个福分。
And I'd like for us to turn together to the prophet Jeremiah.
我们要一起来读先知书耶利米书。
We'll look first to Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
我们要先看第一章第一到第三节。
The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priest who were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the exile of Jerusalem in the 5th month.
便雅悯地亚拿突城的祭司中希勒家的儿子耶利米的话记在下面。犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位13年，耶和华的话临到耶利米，从犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬在位的时候，直到犹大王约西亚的儿子西底家在位的末年，就是11年五月间耶路撒冷人被掳的时候，耶和华的话也常临到耶利米。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Lord, it is a great blessing and honor to be together in your presence.
主耶稣，聚集在你的同在里面是何等的祝福。
And Lord, we're thankful that you have made a way for us to gather.
我们感谢你为我们开路，使我们能一同聚集。
And Lord, we know that this is not just a casual time.
这实在不是一个随便的时候。
But you, as a God of purpose, have a very specific purpose for this gathering.
你这位有旨意的神，为了这个聚会有特别的目的。
So each one of us would come and bow our knee before you.
所以每一个人，我们来到你面前屈膝敬拜。
We would bow our stiff necks before you.
我们把我们的硬的颈项、刚硬的颈项弯曲下来。
We would come in a spirit of Samuel and asking you to speak that we, your servants, could hear.
我们就像撒母耳一样，带着一个听你话的灵来到你的跟前。
Lord, we know the days are evil.
我们知道这个日子邪恶。
We see the difficulties that face us day in and day out.
我们每天都面临着这么多的挑战。
And we are those that confess that you alone have the words of life.
我们要在这里承认说，只有你有生命的话。
So by faith, we want to lay hold of this time for you.
所以借着信心，我们把这个日子交在你的手中。
So whether in the speaking or the translating or the hearing, you would be able to accomplish all that you desire.
无论是说话的，是翻译的，是听话的，愿你的旨意得以成就。
And we are so thankful that as we gather, we can testify that Jesus Christ is Lord over this time.
我们感谢你，我们借着这个聚会来彰显主耶稣基督是主。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
靠着你的名祷告。Amen.
I'm going to have to learn to work this thing from up here. So, all right. As we're together during our time, what we're going to be considering is the life and ministry of Jeremiah.
我们要一同来看耶利米的生平和他的服事。
And really, what we're looking at is it applies to us.
我们愿意来看如何应用在我们的生命里面。
Is the training of God's servant in these end times.
就是在这个末后的世代，神如何的来训练他的仆人。
The Lord in his sovereignty called a Jeremiah.
神在他的主宰里边呼召了耶利米。
And he had a very specific message for Jeremiah to send to the people of God.
他把耶利米差派去要说一个特别的信息。
Because the days were drawing nigh before the judgment was coming.
因为神审判的日子就快到了。
But God in His wonderful love was still crying out to His people to return to Him.
但是神的怜悯，他仍然来呼召他的百姓回转。
And in a similar way, we know that we're living in these last days.
非常相似，我们也知道我们活在这个末后的时代。
And God is crying out to his people that we would return unto him in a fuller way.
神在这边大声的呼喊，让他的百姓能够完全的回转。
Too many of us have drifted away.
太多的人已经偏离了神。
Too many of us have fallen into formalism.
很多的人陷入到那种形式主义。
Too many of us have been captured by the spirit of this world.
很多的人被这个世界的灵所掳去。
And God has a desire that there would be Jeremiahs raised up in this hour to call the people of God back to himself.
神有一个旨意，就是要在这个时候呼召一批有耶利米灵的人站起来。
And so we're thankful that as we are together,
所以我们感谢主，我们可以在这里聚集。
We want to look at the three times that I have, I'd like to look at them first. Tonight we'd consider the setting of the time of Jeremiah.
我们一共有三堂聚会，今天晚上要来看这个他的这个环境。
And the other time, tomorrow evening, Lord willing, we look at the person of Jeremiah.
主愿意的话，明天晚上我们要来看耶利米这个人。
And then, Lord willing, we would look at the ministry of Jeremiah.
主愿意的话，最后我们要来看耶利米的执事。
And the more we start to consider this book,
我们越多的来读这本书。
Even though it's not a very pleasant book to read at times.
虽然这本书读起来不容易。
The Lord is very direct.
神却是非常直截了当。
The Lord is very piercing with His word.
他的话实在是非常扎心。
But what we see in a greater way in the prophet Jeremiah,
我们能够借着耶利米的话，能够更多的看见
is the mercy and the love of God.
能够看见神的怜悯和他的爱。
Because yes, He sends forth difficult words.
确实，他说的话有时候很难听。
But there's always a way back.
但是确实神有一条路让我们回到他面
前。He is that God of hope who calls us to himself.
这位有盼望的神呼召我们回转他。
I do want to, I want to clarify one thing.
我想来说明一件事。
Let's see. Okay, there you go. We might not all be called to be prophets of God.
不是每一个人都被呼召来做神的先知。
But each and every one of us are called to be servants of God.
但是我们每一个人都被呼召来做仆人。
So don't think as we're looking at this book of Jeremiah.
所以我们来读耶利米这本书的时候
it doesn't apply to us.
我们不要觉得运用不到我们身上。
Jeremiah was simply a servant of the Lord.
耶利米不过是神的仆人。
He served the Lord through a prophetic ministry.
他借着讲说预言来服侍主。
And in a similar way, the Lord is calling each and every one of us unto service in his house.
神用不同的方式来呼召我们在他的家中进功用。
So the principles and all that we see during the life of Jeremiah,
所以借着耶利米的执事，我们能够看见里边的原则。
Will be very applicable to the Lord's training in our lives.
能够在今天神一样来用来训练我们。
So, but before we get into the specific book of Jeremiah,
当我们来看耶利米书的具体的
Tonight we want to consider the setting of when was this prophecy given.
今天晚上我们要来看看这个大的环境，他什么时候开始说预言
？As we read there in Jeremiah chapter 1,
在第一章我们读到
，Jeremiah prophesied during the time of three kings.
他耶利米在三个王执政期间说预言。
He was raised up during that 13th year of King Josiah.
他在约西亚王在位十三年开始。
And was also prophesied during the time of Jehoiakim and Zedekiah.
他也在约雅敬王和西底家王在位的时候说预言。
But these two were really vassals of other governments.
那后面的两个王是其实是其他国王的傀儡。
Jehoiakim had been appointed by Egypt.
约雅敬是埃及王所设立的。
And Zedekiah had been appointed by Babylon.
西底家王是被巴比伦王设立的。
So what we really want to be considering is its time during the life of Josiah.
我们实际上要来看一下约西亚王那个时候。
And not only this, as we look at this book, we need to keep it in perspective.
不仅如此，当我们读这卷书的时候，我们需要把它放在一个背景的里面。
As the Lord is calling out to the people of God to return to Him,
神在这边呼召他的百姓回到他的跟前。
He's saying, "Return to me, or else judgment will come."
神说，你们要回转，不然的话就有审判临到。
Now these dear ones in the southern kingdom of Judah.
这些在南国在犹大国的百姓
They had a very real lesson that they could think back on.
他们有一个真实的功课他们可以去回顾
Because the Lord in a similar way had called to the northern kingdom of Israel for many years to return to him or judgment would come.
因为神曾经对北国的百姓有一个类似的呼召，让他们回转，否则审判就要临到。
But about 100 years before this prophecy, that judgment came, and the northern kingdom was taken into captivity.
大概就在耶利米说预言之前100年，审判就临到了北国以色列。
God loved them.
神爱他们。
God cried out to them to return to Him.
神哀哭的要请他们，要求他们回来。
He sent His servants to call them back to Him.
他差遣他的仆人去呼召他的百姓回转。
But they didn't respond.
但是他们没有回应。
And that judgment came.
最后审判就临到。
And in a similar way to Judah.
所以类似对犹大国一样。
The Lord has been not only through Jeremiah, but before him, He's been crying out through the prophets that the people of God would return to Him.
在耶利米之前，神也差派了其他的先知来呼召他的百姓回转。
Because slowly but surely after the time of Solomon,
但是慢慢的在所罗门王之后，
the people of God were starting to lose their treasured position.
神的百姓慢慢的就开始放弃了他们所拥有的宝贝。
They were the most blessed people upon the earth.
他们是地上最蒙福的民族。
But then they were forgetting this.
但是他们就开始忘记。
And they were more attracted by the things of the world than the things of the Lord.
然后他们就开始被这个世界上的事情所吸引，超过了神的事情。
They were forsaking the Lord and worshiping the things that they would create with their own hands.
他们就开始来敬拜他们自己手所造的东西，他们来不敬拜神。
But God in His great mercy, He raised up different prophets.
所以神借他的怜悯就兴起了很多的先知。
He raised up a Joel, He raised up an Isaiah, He raised up a Micah.
他兴起了约珥，他兴起了以赛亚，他兴起了弥迦。
And now in His great love, He raises up a Jeremiah.
现在在他的大爱里边，他兴起了耶利米。
Because there had been little response to God's word.
因为没有多少人回应神的话。
And he raises up Jeremiah with one purpose.
他把耶利米兴起为的一个目的。
Is to wake up the people of God.
就是为了让他的百姓能够醒过来。
And to me, this is one of the greatest parallels that we have between Jeremiah and our times.
这是在耶利米的这个时代跟我们这个时代最大的一个相似之处。
Because during the time of Jeremiah, the people of God had been lulled to sleep.
因为在那个时候耶利米的那个时代，这些人都在睡觉。
They were going through some religious exercises.
他们当然有一些宗教的活动。
But actually they were sleepwalking.
但是他们实际是在那边梦游。
And God was trying to wake them up and bring them back to the reality of the relationship that He wanted them to have.
神试着把他们叫醒，让他们回到这个属灵的实际里边。
And it's tragic among Christianity today how we have been lulled asleep.
在今天的这个基督教的世界里边，我们也有同样的悲剧，就是我们在那里。
We know how to go through the motions.
我们知道我们在那里要进行一些活动。
We know how to say the right words.
我们知道怎么样子说那些对的话。
But where's the reality of the life of Christ among the people of God?
但是今天在神的百姓中间，耶稣基督的生命的实际在哪里呢？
And this is what Jeremiah was crying out to.
这是为什么？这是耶利米在那边所哭诉的。
And we see within Jeremiah it was a cry of love.
在那边我们知道耶利米在那边哭诉的是神的爱。
Because we see within the Lord, He is a God of love.
我们能够看见神是一个爱的神。
And Jeremiah was that last cry.
所以耶利米在那边哭泣。
But tragically within Jeremiah's life, the people don't respond.
但是非常悲剧的就是人仍然不回应。
We are thankful there was a few that responded. We shouldn't be so absolute. There were a few that were very faithful.
我们感谢主，仍然有一些人他们回应，他们是忠心的人。
But in general, the people did not respond.
但是普遍来讲，他的百姓不回应。
And the Lord had to bring about judgment.
所以神必须要让审判临到。
But we're thankful how as Jeremiah is crying out.
我们非常感谢主，当耶利米在那边哭喊的时候，
we start to see the fullness of God's love.
我们看见了神丰满的爱。
You know, as you look at the prophet Isaiah.
你看一看以赛亚，先知以赛亚。
You see God's love in one aspect.
你看见神爱的一个方面。
You see God's love for the lost.
你看见神对那些迷失的百姓的。
Oh, what a great gospel the book of Isaiah is.
我们能够看见以赛亚书是一个何等的福音。
We see of our Lord and our Savior coming to seek and save those that were lost.
我们看见我们的主，我们的救主要来寻找拯救那失丧的人。
But the love of God is many-sided.
但是神的爱却有很多的方面。
And so in Jeremiah, we see another aspect of the love of God.
所以借着耶利米，我们看见神爱的另外一面。
We see the sorrow of love.
我们看见爱里边的悲哀。
And we, Most of us in our lives, we can experience that.
在我们很多人的生命里边，我们能够经历到这些。
When you really love someone,
你如果真的爱一个人，
something happens.
如果有些事情发生，
oh, there's a sorrow within.
你能够感觉到里面的悲哀。
That really only one person can meet and comfort you.
只有一个人他能够来安慰你。
And that's when the love of God comes in.
那就是神的爱临到你的时候。
This is a deep sorrow.
这是一个很深的一个悲哀。
Yeah, this is not just the sorrow of the Yankees losing to the Oakland A's.
这个不是 Yankees 输了一场棒球赛。
I'll confess, I'm a Yankees fan.
我要承认我是这个纽约棒球队的球迷。
You know, because they're the best team. But,
因为他们是最好的球队。
I always go with a winner. Yeah.
我经常是为赢家来
So, but you see, it's not this type of sorrow.
你知道，其实不是这样子一种类型的
悲哀。There's a depth of this sorrow that grips your heart.
是那样子的一种深深的悲哀，可以让你的心破碎。
And we'll see this in Jeremiah's life.
我们可以在耶利米的生命里边看见这一点。
Within Jeremiah's life, we'll also see the jealousy of the love of God.
在耶利米的生命里面，我们也能够看见神爱他的那个忌邪的爱。
We see how jealous God is for His people and for His testimony.
为着神的百姓，为着神的见证，神的爱是何等的忌邪。
And how He wants His people to have that jealousy.
他也认为他的百姓也是同样的一种忌邪的。
In general, a lot of times when we use this word jealous,
通常来讲，我们用这个词“嫉妒”这个词。
We take that as a negative word.
我们经常把它当作一个负面、消极的词来用。
But oh, God said He is a jealous God.
但是当神说他是一个忌邪的神。
He is jealous that His Son would have a bride.
他是那样的嫉妒，因为他让他的儿子能够有一个新娘。
The jealousy of the love of God has captured Jeremiah.
这个神的忌邪的爱把耶利米牢牢地抓住。
And also what we will see in Jeremiah.
在耶利米我们还要看见。
Another aspect of the love of God that we really don't consider too much.
是神的爱的另外一个方面，我们平常很少去想的。
It's the judgment of His love.
那就是神的爱显在审判的里面。
Because we know from the book of Hebrews.
因为我们知道在希伯来书里面。
Whom the Father loves, He disciplines.
父所爱的，他必管教。
The judgment of God is not for condemnation.
神的爱不是为了要来定我们的罪。
The judgment of God, when He sends it, is always for restoration and recovery of the people of God.
神让审判临到我们，为的是要来把我们带回到神的面前。
And Jeremiah was so faithful throughout his whole life. He kept crying out the word of the Lord.
耶利米他一生向神忠心，他就一直在那边把神的爱哭诉出来。
Even though ones didn't respond,
甚至当百姓不愿意回应的时候，
he was faithful and he continued.
他仍然是忠心，他就继续来诉说。
Faithful even when they were taken into captivity.
甚至当他们把他抓起来。
And the Lord, in a similar way, is calling us to be faithful.
同样的，神今天也来呼召我们要向他忠心。
Maybe our message, maybe what we're sharing gets rejected.
也许我们所分享的信息被人拒绝。
Do we just shut up?
我们是不是就闭嘴不说呢？
Maybe people don't like what we're saying.
也许人们不喜欢听我们所说的。
Do we just sit down?
我们是不是就坐下呢？
No, when we're captured by the love of Christ.
不是的，因为我们被神的爱，被基督的爱所抓住。
When we're constrained by the love of Christ, we can't help but declare the message of the Lord.
因为神基督的爱激励我们，我们不能自禁，我们要来诉说神的信息。
We actually see this later on in Jeremiah's life.
我们能够在耶利米的生命的后期看见这一点。
He actually says, "Oh, I would love to be able to stop sharing this word because I get in so much trouble."
他说我真的想停下来不说这些东西不说这些话因为我遇见这么多的麻烦。
But he says it's burning within me and I can't contain it and I have to share it.
但是他说在我里边像火烧一样我没办法停下我必须要说。
Oh, that the burden of the Lord would be so strong within our hearts that we could not hold it back.
愿意神的负担可以给我们这样的重使我们不能停下来说。
But we would be those that are testifying daily of who he is and what he's desiring.
好让我们能够成为每天都来为主事。主所事做见证。
The question before the people in Jeremiah's time,
在耶利米的那个时代，这个神向他的百姓的问题是
，was how would they respond?
他们如何的来回应
？And the question put before each and every one of us today,
今天同样的问题也向你和我来问
，is how will we respond?
那我们如何的来回应
？The Lord is calling us.
主在呼召我们。
He's calling us to repent. He's calling us back to that place of first love.
他让我们要悔改，我们要回转到那起初的爱里面。
Are we just going to be content to go on the way we're going?
我们是不是就满足于我们现在的状况，我们就继续活下去？
Or are we going to allow the Lord to come in and draw us closer to Himself?
或者我们允许神来到我们的生命中间，把我们呼召回来。
May we have those hearts to respond.
愿我们能够有一个心，能够回应神的呼召。
Now as we look at the book of Jeremiah,
我们看耶利米书的时候,
I put together an outline.
我在这边有一个大纲。
Now this outline that I put together,
这个提纲,
I looked at over 25 or 30 different commentaries.
我看过了大概20到30本的不同的, 这个解说。
And I found 25 or 30 different outlines.
然后我就看见了大概25到30个不同的这个提纲。
Nobody can agree on the outline of Jeremiah.
没有一个人他们能够同意一个统一的提纲。
Because sometimes it's not chronological.
这是因为他的这本书不是按照这个编年的顺序。
So I just chose this outline based upon these introductory verses.
所以我的这个提纲就是根据于他前面所开头的那几句话。
In this first chapter of Jeremiah, we see his call and his commission.
所以第一章我们看见他的呼召和他被呼召来服侍。
And in general, from verse chapter 2 to chapter 20, we see during the time of the reign of Josiah.
然后2章到20章我们看见是在约西亚作王的时候。
And then after that, we have the fall of Jerusalem.
然后我们就看见耶路撒冷被攻破。
And then we see the reigns of Jehoiakim and Zedekiah.
然后我们就看见约雅敬和西底家作王的时候。
And then towards the end, from chapter 46 to 51, we see the prophecies to the nations.
然后46章到51章看见他对列国的这个预言。
And chapter 52 is just a recalling and recollecting of the fall of Jerusalem.
然后第52章就是一个回忆耶路撒冷陷落的那个故事。
So during our times together, we want to focus on the first part of the book.
那么我们这段时间愿意集中在第一段的。
Before that fall of Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷沦陷之前。
Before that time of judgment.
在那个审判临到之前。
Because this is when Jeremiah was trying to wake the people up that this judgment would not come.
那个时候耶利米试着要唤醒神的百姓。
And that they would respond and be ready.
所以他们能够回应，能够预备好，使审判不至临到。
And this is what the word to us in the hour we're living in.
这是在我们今天所生活的这个时代里边神的呼召。
That we would wake up before that day of judgment.
让我们能够被醒过来，在审判到来之前。
Now as we look at the time of Josiah, in order to get the setting, we have to go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 34 and
35.
Now we're not going to read these chapters. But if you look at chapters 34 and 35, we have the history of Josiah.
如果你读34、35章历代志下的时候，你看见约西亚的这个历史。
And we really see two marvelous chapters.
我们看见两章非常奇妙的圣经。
Because Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, as you'll note in verse 1.
你能够知道约西亚在他8岁的时候就开始登基作王。
And we note how he reigned for 31 years.
他作王31年。
And then, as he continued to grow,
当他长大的时候,
it speaks in verse 3 of how when he was 16 years of age, he began to seek the Lord.
然后在第三节说到，到他16岁的时候, 他就开始来寻求神。
I think this is a marvelous testimony.
这实在是一个奇妙的见证。
Of how this young man,
这个年轻的人,
from even he became king at the age of 8,
在他成为8岁的时候做王的时候,
now when as he was the king, he had everything.
他是王, 他可以做任何他想做。
We could say, if you looked at it from a worldly perspective, he had no need of the Lord.
如果从世界的这个眼光来看的话, 他根本不需要神的。
But somehow God in his mercy touched his heart.
但是不知道为什么神在他的怜悯里边摸到了他的心。
And when he was 16, he started to seek the Lord.
所以当他16岁的时候, 他就开始来寻求神。
And how faithful the Lord is that whenever we start to seek Him, He meets us.
神是这样的信实, 什么时候我们来寻求他, 他就来回应我们。
And the more he started to seek the Lord,
当他越多的来寻求神,
he saw the condition of the nation of Israel.
他就开始来看见以色列国的光景。
It says there in verse 3 how he begins to to clean out Judah from all the idols and the false altars that are there.
第三节这边给我们看见，他就开始来除掉各种的偶像、丘坛、雕刻的像和铸造的像。
He's 20 years old and he's starting to clean out the country of all of the idolatry.
当他二十岁的时候，他就来把全国都除去了这些偶像。
And this is about the time where Jeremiah started his prophesying.
大概就在这个时候，耶利米就开始了他的先知的执事。
And then we see later on how he, if we go down to verse 15,
如果我们看见十五节的话,
how he started repairing the temple.
他就开始来修理神的殿。
He had a, I'm sorry, in verse 8, he started repairing the temple.
到了第八节, 他就开始来修理耶和华的殿。
He was 26 years of age.
他那个时候26岁。
And he had this desire that the temple of God, which had been so desecrated, would be restored to that former glory.
那个时候神的殿被玷污，他这个时候就起意要来恢复神殿的荣耀。
And as they're cleaning out the temple and restoring it for that place of, that God could be honored.
他在这里洁净神的殿，而且修复神的殿，让神能够得到尊重。
They find something that they hadn't realized was even in there.
所以他们就找到了一些他们根本都不知道在那边的一个东西。
They discover the book of the law of Moses.
他们在那边找到了摩西的律法书。
And they take this book to King Josiah.
他们就把这本律法书交到约西亚王那里。
And he starts to read this book.
他们就开始来读这本书。
Oh, and he humbles himself before the Lord.
然后他就在神面前谦卑下来。
He sees what God's heart and purpose was for the nation of Israel.
他看见神的心，神对以色列这个国的这个旨意。
And he saw how far away they were from that.
他意识到他们自己离神所要的光景差得太远。
And so he responded and he continued to clean and bring the people back to the Lord.
所以他就开始来回应，他就来开始把神的百姓带回到神的面前。
In chapter 35, it speaks of how they celebrated the Passover.
第35章讲到他们如何在这边守逾越节。
And they had a tremendous celebration of Passover.
他们在那边实在是守了一个大的逾越节。
It was something like they hadn't celebrated since the time of Solomon.
从所罗门王时代开始再没有守这样守过逾
越节。So we're so thankful that as we see him moving here,
我们看见神在这边做工。
That when he did this,
当他做了这些事情,
you know, outwardly this looked like a tremendous revival.
从外表来看，这好像是一个极大的事情。
We see the land being cleansed of all of its idols.
所有全地都已经被清除了偶像。
The temple being restored.
神的殿得到了恢复。
The word of God being recovered.
神的话语也不得以恢复。
Passover being celebrated.
然后逾越节也守了。
Oh, this looks so wonderful.
从外表来看，一切都是何等美好。
It looked like a great revival.
看起来像一个巨大的复兴。
But what was its true spiritual condition?
但是他们属灵的实际的真实光景是什么样的？
Well, outwardly everything was looking wonderful.
从外表来看，一切都看得非常的好。
But what was the true spiritual condition of all the people?
但是百姓的真实的属灵光景却如何呢？
Now for that, we're going to turn back to Jeremiah.
因为这个我们要回到耶利米书。
Turn back to Jeremiah chapter 7.
耶利米书第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7 verses 1 through 11.
耶利米书第七章第一节到第十一节。
Jeremiah 7:1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all of you of Judah who enter by these gates to worship the Lord.
耶和华的话临到耶利米说你当站在耶和华殿的门口在那里宣传这话说你们进这门敬拜耶和华的一切犹大人当听耶和华的话
Now who was Jeremiah addressing these words to?
耶利米在这边对谁说这些话呢
He wasn't just standing out in the street declaring the word to anybody
他并没有站在大街上对所有的人讲
But no, he was standing there at the gate of the house of the Lord
他站在耶和华殿的门口
And to those that were gathered with this purpose of worship,
是对那些聚集在一起要敬拜耶和华的人来讲。
He was specifically speaking to them.
他在那边专门的对那些人来讲话。
And it specifically speaks to us.
也就是对我们今天晚上来讲。
And why are we gathering? We're coming into the Lord's presence.
我们为什么来到神的同在里面?
We're coming with a heart and desire to worship and honor Him.
我们带着一个敬拜的心, 要来遵从神的心。
So just as this word was to the people in Jeremiah's time,
就如同临到耶利米的那个时代的人一样,
this word is to us in our day.
这些话今天晚上也临到我们,
what does Jeremiah say?
耶利米说了什么呢?
We continue verses 3 and 4.
第三、第四节,
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words, saying, This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说,你们改正行动作为,我就使你们在这地方仍然居住。 你们不要依靠虚谎的话说,这些是耶和华的殿,是耶和华的殿,是耶和华的殿。Here
we see Jeremiah crying out to the people of God to amend their ways, to repent.
这边耶利米对神的百姓呼召说,你们要改正你们的行动作为,你们要悔改。And
that word, that call of repentance always comes with a promise.
当神呼召我们悔改的时候,他总是带着一个应许。
If you repent, then you will dwell here. There's that promise and hope of dwelling in the house of the Lord.
如果你们回转,悔改,我就使你们仍在这地方居住。
He's telling them, don't trust in deceptive words.
跟他们说,你们不要依靠虚谎的话。
He's just repeating the words that they were saying.
他在这边重复他们所说的话。But
then he continues down in verse 8.
然后他继续到第八节说,
He says, Behold, you're trusting in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, swear falsely, offer sacrifices to Baal, walk after other gods that you have not known? Then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered, that you may do all these abominations.
看啊,你们依靠虚谎无义的话,你们偷盗,杀害,奸淫, 欺假誓,向巴利烧香, 并随从素不认识的别神, 且来到这称为我名下的殿, 在我面前敬拜, 又说, 我们可以自由了。 你们这样举动, 是要行那些可证的事吗?
He said, he said, you're trusting in these deceptive words, and they're of no value to you.
再次神说, 你们在那边依靠那些虚谎无义的话。
It's not a value, it's not doing anything within my kingdom.
那些话跟神的国没有任何的益处。
Said you go out and you do whatever you want to do.
你们到外面去做任何你们想做的事情。
And as you see in verse 10, it says, and then you come into my house.
然后第十节就说,你们就这样又来到我的,称为我名下的殿。
And declare that you're delivered.
然后就说你们可以自由。
Oh, how this was a cry upon Jeremiah's heart.
这个对耶利米来讲是一个他心里边的一个哭喊。
The Lord says this is an abomination.
主说,这是在他眼中可证的事。
That's a pretty strong word.
这是一个非常重的词。
When someone comes in and says, what you're doing in your service to the Lord is an abomination.
如果有人来跟你讲,你在这边所服侍主的事情,在神的眼中看为可证。
You're probably not going to ask that guy to come back and speak.
你肯定不会再请他回来再来讲道。
That's not a very popular message today.
在今天来讲,这是一个不受欢迎的信息。
And we're supposed to be nice and politically correct.
我们应该是非常的友善,我们应该讲一些政治上正确的话。
You can't call it an abomination.
你不能称他们为神眼中可证的事。
We have to be open-minded and understanding.
我们必须要心胸开阔,我们必须要理解别人。
Jeremiah was very open-minded.
耶利米他的心胸是很开阔。
He had the mind of God.
他有神的心。
And the mind of God was speaking through our dear one.
然后神就借着他来对他所爱的说话。
So if you stop and you consider this for a moment,
我们停在这边思想一下。
You read in 2 Chronicles 34 and 35, and you see this beautiful picture.
在历代之下34、35章, 你看见一幅美丽的图画。
You say, wow, look at this great revival that's going on.
你会说, 哇, 很大的一个复兴耶。
And outwardly everything looks so wonderfully.
从外表来看,
but then from God's perspective,
但是从神的眼光来看,
from a spiritual value perspective,
从属灵的价值的角度来看,
he said, yes, you're going through all these motions,
是的,你们经过那么多的活动,
but they're of no value.
但是却没有任何的益处。
There's quite a contrast here.
在这边我们看见一个强烈的对比。
And we see the heart of Jeremiah as he cries out to the people of God.
我们看见耶利米在这边, 他的心向神的百姓哭喊。
Because we, as we As we see, as Jeremiah is crying out to the people,
我们在这边看见, 当耶利米向神的百姓呼喊的时候,
as he's speaking to them,
他在这边对他们说话,
we see this great contrast.
我们就看见了这样一个强烈的对比。
And then, as Jeremiah cries out, we want to look at these verses a little more.
我们要继续来看一些他说的话。
Because as you look at his heart,
你看他的心,
the people's heart were not with the Lord. They were going through all of the outward religious exercises. But their ceremonies, they were just form and ritualistic. Look back at Jeremiah 7, verses 3 and 4.
我们看见第七章第三、第四节。
He says, don't trust in deceptive words.
神说不要依靠虚谎的话。
Now what was the deceptive words that they were using?
他们在那边说什么样的虚谎的话呢?
In verse 4, it says, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
第四节说, 这是耶和华的殿, 是耶和华的殿。
Now Jeremiah is just repeating what they were saying.
耶利米在这边重复百姓所说的话。
Now these, outwardly, these were the right words.
从外表来看, 这些话都是对的。
But there was no inward reality.
却没有一个内在的实际。
So he says, these are deceptive words.
所以这些是一些虚谎, 虚空的话。
And who is being deceived?
但是谁在那边受了蒙蔽呢?
God's not fooled.
神并没有被蒙蔽。
But the people of God were deceiving themselves by their actions.
但是神的百姓却在那边被他们自己的行为所蒙蔽。
How about us, brothers and sisters?
我们今天怎么样呢, 弟兄姊妹?
Are we just simply using all the right words?
我们是不是就在那边整天说一些对的话?
You young people, as you go to Sunday school, as you go to your classes,
年轻的人, 当你们去主日学的时候, 当你们去你们的教室,
are we simply learning all the right words and the right answers?
我们是不是只在那边学一些, 说一些对的话, 给一些正确的答案呢?
Or are we touching and experience the inward reality of Christ in us?
或者你们可以, 我们可不可以摸到里边有没有基督的实际?
Oh, we know the right words.
我们都知道这些正确的话。
God's eternal purpose.
神永恒的旨意。
The house of God.
神的家,
the testimony of Jesus.
基督的见证,
oh, the blood of the Lamb.
这刚摇刚羊的宝血,
the headship of Christ. The headship of Christ.
基督做元首,
we can throw around all the right words.
我们可以把所有这些正确的话都说出来,
but is it a reality in our lives?
但这些话是不是我们生命里边的实际?
Are the words that we're using and coming out of our mouths really impacting our lives on a daily basis?
我们嘴里边所说出来这些话是不是对我们每天的生活有一个影响呢?
May the Holy Spirit search us, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 愿圣灵今天来检查我们的心,
and show us our true hearts.
能够把我们真实的光景暴露出来。
Because we have this promise too.
因为我们也有这样一个应许。
Just as Jeremiah promised, he said that you can, if you do this, if you repent, then you can dwell, you can abide in my house.
就像耶利米在这边所说的, 如果你们改正行动作为, 我就使你们在这地方仍然居住。
You can live in my house.
你们可以在我的殿中居住。
Not just come to meetings,
并不只是来到聚会的里面,
but dwell together in the blessed unity that brothers have as they're together in Christ.
而是弟兄, 能够在基督里边和睦同居。
This is what the great contrast between the old covenant and the new covenant.
这是旧约和新约的一个极大的分别。
And it's this matter of the reality of the word of God in our heart.
就是在我们的心里边能够有基督化的实际。
Oh, brothers and sisters, if we want to really enter into this new covenant living,
弟兄姊妹, 我们愿不愿意能够进入到这个新约的这个生命生活里头呢?
It comes from that daily personal relationship with Him.
是每天都活在与基督个人的关系的里面。
And as we stay fresh with Him every day,
每天在他的面前有生命新鲜活泼的光景。
Whether it's a good day or a bad day,
无论这一天好坏,
as we're allowing the life of Christ to meet us and strengthen us every day,
我们让基督的生命能够每天来兼顾我们。
In spite of the sorrows of life, in spite of the difficulties and the trials and the persecutions,
尽管生命里面充满了很多难处, 充满了很多的逼迫, 很多的, 困苦,
it keeps us from falling into these traditions and rituals and formalism.
这个属灵的实际能够防止我们陷入到那种形式主义里面。
And there's a living expression of His life in our midst.
在我们的中间能够有那个活的属灵的实际。
This is what the jealousy of God, that love that is so jealous, this is what He's looking for.
这是那个忌邪的神在他的爱里边所要寻找。
We see Jeremiah with this cry of a sorrow.
我们知道耶利米在他心中的悲哀里边发出了那个呼喊。
But he's so jealous that the life of his beloved Lord would be seen among the people of God.
他是这样的一个嫉妒，他愿意这个爱的神的实际在他的百姓中间能够被看见。
Jeremiah continues on in verses 7-8.
在第七节第八节。
Again, he says, "You're trusting in deceptive words."
再一次，他在这边说，你们依靠虚谎无益的话。
And they're of no profit.There are no value to us at all.
没有任何的益处，没有任何的价值。
Oh, today, brothers and sisters, are we just going through the motions?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是不是只是在那边做一些外面的活动呢？
I've been meeting with the brothers and sisters in Richmond for 35 years or so. Look, maybe a few more.
我跟 Richmond 这些弟兄姊妹一同聚会超过了35年。
I know how the weekly cycle goes.
我知道我们每一周都在重复一些什么样的活动。
I can almost put it on autopilot and can go through the week.
我甚至都可以用自动驾驶，然后我就可以度过这一个礼拜。
I know at the Lord's table, I know some right words to use in my prayers, and people will say, "Oh, Brother Mac is so spiritual."
我知道我会说一些话，在主的在波饼聚会里面说一些话，弟兄姊妹都会说 ，Brother Mike, 你真是属灵啊。
We go to the prayer meeting. I know some ways we can pray, and you can look like you're a real intercessor.
然后我也会到祷告会里边说一些话，弟兄姊妹能觉得我是一个很好的代祷者。
We're getting ready to, just as you are having a conference here, we're getting ready to have a conference in outside of Richmond.
就像你们在这边有一个特会，我们在 Richmond 也要马上有一个特会。
We've been having that about 40 years.
我们大概有那个特会有将近40年了。
And the greatest prayer that we have every week leading up to the conference.
每一个礼拜，在那个特会来到之前的每一个礼拜，我们的祷告
is a prayer and a cry for reality.
就是要得到那个属灵的实际。
Because we're experienced at putting on a conference.
因为我们经历到，如果要来办一个特会的话
，and we could put on a conference.
我们可以在这边办一个特会。
But is it of any value?
但是那样的一个特会有没有价值呢
？This is, you know, within this Christian life.
对我来讲，这个基督徒的生活。
With every blessing comes a great challenge.
每一个祝福都有一个很大的挑战。
The blessing we have of gathering together for many years.
我们能够一同聚集这么多年，这样一个巨大的祝福。
What a treasure this is.
这是何等宝贝的一件事。
The blessing these young people have of being born into families that love the Lord.
这些孩子们他们能够出生在爱主的家庭里面，这是何等的祝福。
The blessing of having a freedom to gather together.
能够有这样的一个自由，能够聚集在这里边，在一起是何等的祝福。
With that blessing comes the challenge of staying fresh and in the reality of Christ.
随着那个祝福也有这样的一个挑战，就是我们要能够一直活在那个新鲜活泼的光景里。
Not just going through the motions.
不仅仅只是有一些外表的活动而已。
Because if you look at these verses here,
你看看这些话。
They, in verse 9, they were going about their daily life just doing whatever they wanted to do.
第九节这边说到他们日常的生活，他们就做那些他们所爱做的事情。
They were just leading whatever kind of loose life they wanted.
他们在那边过一些这种很随便的生活，他们想做的事。
And then at the beginning of verse 10,
然后到了第十节，
it says, "Then you come and stand before me."
说到他们然后就来到这称为我名下的殿。
And you declare, "Oh, we're delivered."
然后我们就会说，哦，我们可以自由了。
Now, praise God, brothers and sisters.
感谢神。
When we go through a week, and maybe we have a horrible week.
也许我们有这过去这个礼拜非常的不容易。
And we come before the Lord on that Lord's day at the table.
然后我们礼拜天来到主的饼桌面前。
The blood of the Lamb cleanses us from all of our sins and unrighteousness.
羔羊的血就洁净我们一切的不义，一切的罪。
We're so thankful for that.
为此我们何等的感谢神。
But we don't need to take that for granted.
但是我们不能把这些都当作理所当然的。
It doesn't give us a license to just go do whatever we want to do.
这并不是给我们一个自由，可以让我们出去随便做什么都可以。
And then come running into the meeting.
然后最后来到这个聚会的。
Offer up a quick prayer of forgiveness.
然后很快的一个祷告求赦免。
And say, "I'm delivered."
然后就说我自由了。
Oh, thank the Lord.
然后我感谢主。
That's a religious facade and we're deluding ourselves.
这是一个这个宗教的外表，我们在这里自欺欺人。
What are we trusting in?
我们在这边信靠什么呢？
May the Lord convict us of deceptive words.
愿主来让我们明白这件事情。
We can say, I'm baptized.
我们不能说哦，我已经受洗了。
So I was baptized, so I'm following the Lord.
我已经受浸了，现在我在跟随主呢。
Does our life reflect that?
我们的生活是不是反映了这一点呢？
I'm at HCA every Sunday.
我每个礼拜天都来聚会。
Or I'm at the Austin meeting every Sunday.
对，我每个礼拜天都来休斯顿或奥斯汀聚会。
I make most of the meetings during the week.
我这一个礼拜的聚会，我大多数都参加了。
I'm okay.
我应该没问题了。
What's the criteria for judging our life in the Lord?
在主里边来测量我们的标准，审判我们的标准是什么？
There is only one standard that the Lord looks at.
主只用一个标准。
And what he's looking for is an expression of the life of his son and his people in this hour.
他所寻找的就是在这个时刻，他的儿子的生命在我们生命里面彰显出来的那个程度。
If you can understand what I'm going to try and say,
如果你能够明白我现在所要说的，
God's not interested in our words.
神对我们所说的话没有兴趣。
He's interested in our hearts and his life.
他有兴趣的是我们的心，是我们的生命。
What our brother at the beginning of the meeting, the songs he was singing about creating me a clean heart, change my heart, O Lord.
在会的弟兄给我们唱的那首诗歌，在我里边造一个新的心。
This issue of the heart is is the core issue.
这个心是这个核心的问题。
Because that's where the Lord is really trying to capture our hearts and keep them fresh before Him.
神要来得着我们的心，让我们的心能够在他面前保持新鲜。
Are we willing to offer ourselves to Him and say, Lord, search my heart?
我们愿不愿意把自己的心摆在他的面前，说神啊，愿你来鉴察。
Lord, where I've fallen into any deceptive ways.
或者我们就变成了随从这个世界各种各样的。
And I'm talking about here deceptive ways within our religious life.
我们可以知道在甚至我们的宗教生活里面有很多的这些虚晃的事情。
Where there's not reality there, forgive me.
原谅我们，因为我们在那里边没有属灵的实际。
Oh, that jealousy of his love for his son's life to be expressed in our life.
神对此是何等的一种嫉妒，因为他要他儿子的生命从我们里边彰显出来。
He is so jealous that he could bring many sons to glory and that bride would be made ready.
他的爱这样的嫉妒，因为他要带许多的儿子进荣耀里面去。
May we be those that are cooperating with him in this hour.
愿我们在这个时刻能够成为与他合作的人。
So that as a result of their actions, what does the Lord say?
他们这些行为的结果，主说了什么话呢？
If we look at verse 11,
我们看十一节。
And actually, this verse is quoted quite often in the New Testament.
这句话在新约圣经里面被引用。
And we're familiar with it.
所以我们都熟悉。
It says, Has this house been called by my name become a den of robbers in your sight? Behold, I have seen it, declares the Lord.
这称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中，岂可看为贼窝吗？我都看见了，这是耶和华说的。
Has my house become a den of robbers?
我的殿是不是已经成为一个贼窝了呢？
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思？
I mean, does that just mean that a bunch of thieves and robbers live in this house?
这并不是说有一些是一大堆的小偷盗贼住在这个房子里。
No, remember who's he speaking to here?
不是的，你记得他对谁说这些话吗？
He's speaking those that are coming into the house to worship the Lord.
他在这边对那些进到神的殿里面为要敬拜神的人讲。
And he's saying, you are the one, we have robbed God of his glory.
我们在这边盗窃了。神的荣耀。
They robbed God of His rightful place.
我们在这边把神从他的位置上给篡夺。
They had lost sight of being the privileged called people of God.
他们已经失去了这样的一个被神所拣选的这个选民的特权。
They had lost sight of being called a holy people, a holy nation unto Him.
他们失去了这样的一个看见，他们被称为神的圣民。
And they were just doing their own things.
他们就在那边做他们自己想做的事。
We have to come and ask ourselves the difficult question.
我们需要来这里问我们自己一个困难的问题。
Have we robbed God of His glory?
我们是不是窃取了神的荣耀呢？
When I look at my life,
当我看我自己的生命，
I have to say, is God receiving all the glory in my life that He deserves?
我需要问我自己，神是不是在我身上得到了他应得的荣耀呢？
The answer is no.
这个答案是不是。
I've robbed God of His glory in my life.
我窃取了神的荣耀。
But I'm thankful for His love that continues to call me back to Himself.
但是我感谢神，他的爱一直呼召我回转到他跟前。
And allows Him to do that work of purging, cleansing, and purifying us that we be fit for our Master's use.
然后他允许他在我的生命里面来做那种洁净的工作，使我能够成为神 这合用的,
this was the condition of the people of God when Jeremiah was raised up.
这个就是耶利米被兴起的时候，神的百姓所有的光景。
Jeremiah was raised up because of God's love for his people.
耶利米被兴起是因着神向着他百姓的爱。
He said he raised Jeremiah up because he had such a love for his people.
他说他因着爱他的百姓，所以才兴起耶利米。
And he didn't give up on them.
他没有放弃他们。
And he doesn't give up on us.
他也不会放弃我们。
It's interesting, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，非常有趣的是。
Now, if you were a Jeremiah, this wasn't the best time to be raised up as a prophet.
如果你是耶利米的话，你会知道。
It was actually the saddest time in the history of Israel.
这其实是以色列历史上最悲惨的时候。
But this is the point in time when Jeremiah was called to serve.
但却在那个时候，耶利米被呼召来服侍神。
And as you look around the condition of the people of God today,
如果你今天看一看神百姓的光景,
this might not be the greatest time to be called.
这个也不是一个最好的被呼召来服侍主的时候。
Because many people don't want to hear the word of God.
因为很多的人他们不愿意听见神的话。
They want to do their own thing.
他们愿意就做自己喜欢做的事。
They want to use the right words.
他们愿意用一些对的词。
But they don't want anybody telling them what to do.
他们不愿意别人来告诉他们他们应该做什么。
And this is the time that Jeremiah was brought into.
这就是耶利米被兴起的那个时候的光景。
And Jeremiah's only hope.
耶利米唯一的希望。
Was but God.
就是神。
In spite of the circumstances,
尽管,
in spite of the people,
尽管百姓是这样的光景,
but God,
但是神,
who is rich in mercy,
他蛮有怜悯恩典,
he raised the Jeremiah up,
他就把耶利米兴起,
and he's calling ones in this hour that we would respond in a similar way.
在同样这个时刻, 神也在这边呼召来我们来回应,
because probably the greatest condition of God's people in the end times is we really don't know our true condition.
在这个幕后的这个时代，神的百姓最大的难处就是我们不知道我们真实的光景。
When Jeremiah challenged these ones and said, "You're using deceptive words."
当耶利米在那边向他的百姓挑战的时候，说你们在那边依靠虚谎的话。
How did they react?
他们是如何反应的呢？
Did they repent and turn around and said, "Oh, you're right"?
他们是不是马上就悔改，然后就转过来说，对，你说的对。
No, they rejected him.
No, 他们在那边拒绝了他。
Well, see, over and over again through Jeremiah's prophecies,
我们在这边看见，在耶利米书里边看见一次次的重复。
He's mocked.
他被,
he's rejected.
他被拒绝,
he's accused as a false prophet.
他被甚至被称为假先知。
He said, "You're prophesying this, nothing's happening."
人们说你这样子预言了，但是没发生什么事情。
Because God's people don't know our true condition. Look at the book of Malachi, how the Old Testament concludes.
看一看旧约圣经结束的时候的马拉基书。
The issue within Malachi is that the people of God did not know their condition.
马拉基书里边的问题也是神的百姓不知道他们的光景。
And the Lord raises up a Malachi to challenge them with seven challenges.
但是神就兴起了马拉基，然后又七次的来向他们挑战。
He says, "I have loved you."
神说我爱了你们。
And the people say, "How have you loved us?"
他的百姓说，你怎么爱了我们？
They didn't even know their condition.
他们不知道他们的光景。
He says, "You've defiled my altars."
神说你玷污了我的祭坛。
How have we defiled you?
那我们怎么样子玷污了你的祭坛？
God said, "You've wearied me with your words."
神说你们用话语来使我厌烦。
Again, those deceptive words.
再一次的是那些虚谎的话。
You've wearied me with that. And they responded, "How have we wearied you?"
他们说我们怎么样子使你厌烦呢？
You've robbed me. How have we robbed you?
你们窃取了我的荣耀，我们怎么偷窃了呢？
God was trying to wake them up.
你看见吗？神在那边试着让他们醒过来。
He's not trying to just condemn them and make them feel bad.
神并不是在那边定他们的罪，让他们感觉不好。
But he's calling to those ones in Malachi to wake up and see your condition and repent.
但是神在那边借着马拉基要让他们醒过来，看见你们的光景来悔改。
Praise God, in Malachi, there were a few that responded.
感谢主，在马拉基的时代，有一些人他们听见了回转。
Oh, it said they feared the Lord.
他们就开始来敬畏神。
They heeded His word.
他们听神的话。
And they honored His name.
他们就开始来尊荣神的名。
There was that small remnant there.
就是那个很少的渔民。
That stayed fresh. And didn't fall into the traps.
他们在神面前新鲜活泼，他们没有。
Look at the end of the New Testament.
看一看, 新约的末了。
If we look at the letters to the churches in Revelation 2 and 3,
我们看见启示录第二三章里边的七个教会。
In particular, that church of Laodicea.
特别是这个老底家。
It says, you know, the people there in Laodicea, how do they describe themselves?
看看老底家教会的人，他们如何描述他们自己。
They say, we're rich, we're wealthy, we have need of nothing.
他们说我们是富有的，我们不缺任何的东西。
Now let's be clear.Both in Malachi and Laodicea, the people they probably didn't say that with their mouths.
在马拉基时代和老底加教会里面，他们的嘴里边也许没有这样说。
But their lives spoke volumes.
但是他们的生活却说的声音更大。
The life they were living.
就是他们所生活的那种方式。
Said we have no need.
我们没有任何需要。
We're doing great.
我们很好啊。
But what was the Lord's assessment?
但是神的评价是什么呢?
He said, no, you're poor and blind and naked.
他说你们却是困苦可怜贫穷。
May we have an ear to hear in this hour what the Spirit is saying to the church.
愿我们在这个时候能够有一个耳可以听见神向他的教会所说的。
God is trying to wake us up.
神在这边试着要唤醒我们。
Because many of us, we've been living the life that, of carelessness in ways that have not honored the Lord.
因为我们很多的人，我们的生活方式是在那边随随便便，没有荣耀神。
If we looked around, we haven't seen a lot of consequences.
如果我们看看周围的话，好像也没看出有什么恶果来。
So we just continue on.
所以我们就这样继续下去。
We talk about the coming of the Lord.
我们可以谈论神的再来。
But let me ask ourselves a question.
但是我们要问我们自己一个问题。
When was the last time the coming of the Lord impacted one decision in your life?
上一次是什么时候基督的再来这件事情影响到你所做的那个决定
As we're going through our lives every day making decisions.
当我们每天生活的时候我们要做很多的决定
When was the last time that the coming of the Lord impacted one of those decisions?
上一次是什么时候基督的再来这件事情影响到了你做的那个决定
I know the Lord convicted me of that recently.
最近这个时候主在我的生命中间让我看见我的
I speak about his coming, but I'm living...life like I'm going to be here forever.
我说我可以在讲论主的再来，但是我的生活方式却好像他永远不会再来。
Would we wake up?
我们要不要醒过来呢？
And as we see all these discouraging things in Jeremiah,
我们在耶利米书里面看见所有那些让我们灰心的事。
We don't want to end on a discouraging note.
但是我不愿意停留在这些让我们消极失望的事情上。
Because Jeremiah shares all of this to bring the people of God back to that place of promise and hope.
因为耶利米分享这些事情是为了把他的百姓带回到神的希望里边来。
Because our God is a God of hope.
因为我们的神是一个大有盼望的神。
And whether it's through judgment or breaking down, he's there to recover.
无论是借着审判借着破碎他是为了把我们恢复。
We have these beautiful verses in Jeremiah 29, 10 and 11.
我们在这边在耶利米书29章
The again familiar verses.
这是我们很熟悉的经节。
But as we look at the condition of the time when Jeremiah was prophesying,
但是我们如果看看耶利米做预言的时候那个时代
Look at the ones that he is saying this to.
特别是他在这边所说话的那些对象。
On the one hand, he's delivering this message of how difficult it's going to be.
一方面，他在给他们讲这个情形会变得多么糟糕。
He's delivering this message of judgment, of trying to wake them up from their deceptive practices.
他在那边向他们说这个审判要临到的话，为着使他们能够从他们的虚谎里边醒悟过来。
But he doesn't leave them in their despair.
但是他并没有留他们在那边绝望。
He tells them, God has wonderful plans for you.
他告诉他们说神有一个更美妙的美好的计划。
We look at Jeremiah 29, 10 and 11.
我们看耶利米书29章10到11节。
For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord.Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
It's marvelous to know that God has a plan for each and every one of us.
我们能够知道神对我们每一个人有一个奇妙的一个计划，这是何等美好的事情。
And it is a plan for welfare, a plan for our prospering in Him.
神所的怀的意念是平安的意念，是在里边赐福的意念。
It's not just about calamity.
不是降灾祸。
We might experience some calamities.
我们也许会经历一些灾祸。
But out of that we will come forth and know Him in a fuller and greater way.
但是从那个里边出来以后，我们就能够更加全面的来认识我们
的神。He is there to give us that future and give us that hope that we so desperately need.
因为神要给我们这样子一个极大的盼望。
It's tragic when we lose hope.
如果没有盼望的话，我们是一个何等的
可悲的。Oh, when we lose hope, there's nothing there motivating us to go on.
如果没有一个盼望，我们就没有任何动力往前走。
But this is where we see within Jeremiah, in the midst of a difficult message.
但是我们看见耶利米在这个困难的里面，在他的这个困难的信息里面。
He is the prophet of hope.
但是他却是一个充满希望的先知。
And so as we look at this prophecy of Jeremiah,
所以当我们一同来看耶利米的预言的时候，
we're desiring that the Lord could work and use it within our lives.
我们盼望神能够在我们的生命里边来应用这些原理。
Because we can see many similarities between the times that this prophecy occurred and the days we're living in.
因为我们能够看见耶利米的那个时代跟我们现在所处的这个时代它极为相似的点。
And God is crying out with that cry of love to us.
神在他那个极大的爱里边也在这边向我们呼喊。
May we be those that not just go through the motions.
愿我们成为一帮百姓，不是只是在那边重复的。
Not just using the right words.
不是只是在那边用正确的话。
But ones that have been touched by the love of Christ.
而成为一帮被神的爱所摸到的人。
May we be those that return to a purity and a simplicity of the love of Christ that we once had.
愿我们能够回到基督的起初的爱，那个单纯、那个简单的里面。
If we listen to various ones' testimonies.
如果我们经常的听到一些见证。
We can hear of how at some point in time the Lord captured their heart to come to the simplicity of Christ.
我们能够知道在他们的生命里边有一段时有一个特别的点，神把他们摸着带回来。
But slowly we can drift from that.
但是慢慢的好像我们又偏离了。
Maybe we've never even stopped to think about this matter of coming to the simplicity of Christ.
也许我们甚至都不去想我们是不是要回到那个单纯爱神的那个里面。
We're caught up in all the complexities of life.
我们被生活中间充满了这么多复杂的事物所霸占。
But the Lord's calling us to return to that.
但是神却呼召我们要回到那个。
The simplicity of Christ is simply Christ being our all and in all.
基督的单纯就是基督要成为我们的一切。
Daily living for Him.
每天为他而活。
Daily allowing Him to be touching us and keeping in a very fresh personal relationship.
每天让他来摸我们一下，让我们能够活在那个新鲜活泼的里面。
Not adding on all of the facade and everything of other words.
不是来用一些外表的东西来装饰一下。
But a simplicity of simply knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
但是就是简单的认识耶稣基督做我们的救主，回到那个单纯的里面。
And allowing Him to have His way.
然后让他来做他所愿意做的事。
Because His plans for us are good.
因为他对我们的意念是好的。
May the Lord revive us in the midst of these days.
愿主在这样的一个世代里边复兴我们。
As the Lord cries out to the people of God to prepare those for His soon return.
当神在这边呼喊他的百姓要预备他的再来的时候。
If we're honest, if we look in scriptures.
如果我们诚实的话，如果我们看圣经的话。
It would appear in scripture that many don't respond.
在圣经里面告诉我们说，很多人他们不回应。
But hope, there's hope also.
但是也有希望。
Because there are those that do respond.
因为也有一些人他们确实回应。
And we want to be those that are responding with our hearts unto Him.
我们愿意成为那些从心底里边回应主的人。
So may we, as we consider this prophecy of Jeremiah.
所以当我们来思考耶利米的预言的时候。
May the Lord use it within each and every one of our hearts and lives.
愿神用这些话来对我们每一个人的心来说话。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are so grateful for your wonderful love.
主啊，我们为着你奇妙的爱何等的感谢你。
Lord, it's a love that will not let us go.
是永远不放过我们的爱。
Lord, forgive us where we have tried to run, where we've tried to hide, where we try to even just put up the facade of this Christian life.
主啊，求你原谅我们，我们想躲避，我们想逃避，逃跑 或者我们想用一些外表的东西来装饰。
Lord, we do pray in this last hour that we could be a people of God that would be a testimony unto you.
主啊，我们祷告说，我们愿意在这个末后的时代成为你所得着的一般，为着你的百姓。
That our hearts would be open.
愿我们的心被打开。
Lord, we don't want to have seared hearts that are closed.
我们不愿意向着你仍然关闭我们的心门。
We don't want to allow the formalism of and the rituals of life to keep us from hearing your voice.
我们不愿意让那些形式上的东西使我们没有办法听见你的话。
But we want to be those that are down at your feet.
我们愿意成为在你脚前听你话的。
In a humble place before you, Lord, that you could speak.
在谦卑的里面，让你可以对我们说话。
And that we could respond unto you.
而且我们可以向你来回应。
You have a great need for Jeremiah's in this hour.
在这个时候，你是在需要得着更多的耶利米。
You have a great need for many servants in this hour.
在这个时刻，你需要得着更多的仆人。
And we desire to be those.
我们愿意成为这样的人。
In thy name we pray.
靠着你的名，我们祈求祷告。阿门。